Hi there, and welcome to, once again, another episode of EHS This Week for the week ending January 15th. My name is Jason, and I'm joined today by Allison Granke.
Hi there, everyone.
Thanks, Allison. I think we scoured the news, as we always do, and we came up with a couple interesting stories that we wanted to discuss today. The first being a large explosion at a chemical plant in Massachusetts. Why don't you fill in our listeners with some of the details?
Yeah, for sure. So there was a large explosion. It happened on January 7th, and at least five people were injured, I believe four quite seriously. According to reports, the chemical trimethyl aluminum, which is used to make LED lights and electronics, seems to have mixed with water, and this created a powerful reaction. So the company is still working closely with investigators to determine the exact cause of the blast, but this is actually the second explosion at this plant in approximately 2 years, which is why the Massachusetts Coalition of Occupational Safety and Health is calling for a complete review of how chemicals are handled at this plant. Which is actually an excellent segue for me to sort of give you guys a quick update on the massive proposed chemical safety reform. The Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976 is on the verge of being updated after bills were passed in December by the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. And, you know, it's looking like there's a possibility now it could be signed into law as soon as February. But some critics are sort of now saying that the final legislation could actually undercut more progressive chemical safety efforts that exist in some states, like California, Maine, and Washington. So, for example, there are some provisions they find troubling, like restrictions on state powers to regulate chemicals that have already been evaluated by the EPA at the federal level. So it seems sort of like while the EPA was kind of, you know, dragging their heels, some of the states have actually been doing some pretty progressive things with chemicals. In 2008, a Maine law eventually led to a list of 1,700 chemicals of concern, and those have since influenced how companies do business nationwide. So states, it seems, have been able to be more agile than the EPA with their chemical laws, and now they're frustrated at the prospect of all their hard work being undone now that the federal government has decided to catch up with them.
That's really fascinating, and it's interesting. You know, we talk a lot here on EHS This Week in this podcast about innovations on the technology side, you know, obviously as a software vendor, when it comes to tracking data and the things that you can do with data and the decisions that you can make with data. It's, you know, on the user side or on the industry side, a lot of things have changed since 1976. Mm-hmm. So you'd like to imagine that a lot of innovation has happened just in process and behavior and skills training and whatnot, really to support and make the most of those technologies. So it's great to see, I suppose, the government kind of catching up and trying to force the matter when it comes to some, you know, volatile areas and dangerous areas like chemicals.
Yeah. I think you hope, too, that the federal government has been able to learn something from what the states have been doing. So,
yeah, absolutely. It's a great example of, I suppose, teamwork from a certain perspective. So, Allison, I think you pulled another interesting story, this one coming from South America, and this one actually having a little bit more of a happy or positive tinge.
Yeah, no, good news for sure coming to us from Brazil. Some of you may remember back in November of last year, we were talking about a really large tailings dam spill in Brazil. The spill happened when two tailing ponds at a large iron ore mine gave way and flooded the nearby town. I was looking at the pictures again earlier today. It really is awful. It just literally looks like there's mud everywhere. The mine waste reached the Atlantic Ocean, nearly 600 kilometers away. It was, in short, really, really bad. So bad that the Brazil government was suing the mining companies responsible for over $5 billion. That's billion with a B. However, luckily for everyone involved, it seems like the amount of tailings released is in fact significantly less than some of the initial estimates. The latest report is actually showing that about 85% of the sludge stayed within 85 kilometers, which is 53 miles for our American friends. Companies in charge of the water supply have been able to treat water from the river up to drinking standards and in order for it to be used in industry and on farms. So, of course, this is still a very tragic story. When the dam burst, it killed 17 people, and it polluted a major river valley. But this latest update is very good news for all involved, you know, for the environment, the nearby people, of course, for those companies who now appear to have a much more manageable cleanup on their hands.
That's great. And again, it shines another light, if you will, on the value of not only, you know, monitoring and measurement of your business activities, but continuing to do so both in times of kind of business as usual, as well as in times of accident and post-accident. So that takes us to the end of another news update for EHS this week. My name again was Jason. I wanted to wish you well. And Allison, any final words?
Have a safe week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.